inventions in the world begin with a necessity, and the invention that we're going to talk about today here on the Carolina Outdoors is perfect for outdoor activities, or really flat out anyone who has a mobile phone, a smartphone, which is everybody these days. Hi, I'm Bill Barty. This is the Carolina Outdoors, and we're going to learn about a specific invention here on the Carolina Outdoors and how it was inspired with an occurrence in a New York City men's room. But before we get to all of that, let me introduce our guest. He's a native Charlottean. He's a man who has led a varied professional life and a very interesting personal life as well. He's a musician, an entrepreneur, a businessman, artist, author, and dare I say, professional wrestler? Let's delve into this. We have David Britt right here on the Carolina Outdoors. David, welcome.
Nice to be here, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. I love the professional wrestler comment. That was solid.
Listen, we're going to get into that, but you grew up here in Charlotte.
Yes,
you
sir.
Were introduced to music at an early age, but then you went into the world of sports. Talk to us about growing up in Charlotte and then your introduction and success in the sporting world.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, I grew up in Charlotte, which is a much different Charlotte than I was born in. This city is massive now, which is really neat to see all the things we've got to do in our wonderful Queen City. But, I was introduced to music at a very early age. Mom and Dad were always singing around the house, Mom playing the piano and whatnot. Watched a lot of Lawrence Welk.
Oh yeah, Lawrence Welk and professional wrestling go together well.
Steak, baked potatoes on Friday nights and Lawrence Welk and then wrestling on Saturday mornings. But I started playing violin around the age of 3 and joined the church choir, and just music was a big part of my life. My brother played music as well, and my kids today as well. So that's how I grew up here, and then eventually got into tennis after basketball and soccer were my main things. And Dad wanted to start learning tennis, and I was probably 8 years old, and I decided I wanted to as well. And one thing led to another, and I think I started playing around, 8 and a half, 9 years old, and it was very natural. I ended up winning the state championship, I think, the following year. And then the rest is history. I played, obviously at UNC Chapel Hill and played some pro tennis after school. So been a very fun life, but music and sports have always been huge for me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that Charlotte that you grew up in as well, because after that introduction to music and then your success in tennis, mm-hmm. you grew up, you grew all the way up and went into commercial real estate.
Exactly.
And that was your professional career. But then, and for a lot of our listeners out there in this stage of the world, there are life changes going on for people, but that happened with you. So you did your commercial real estate, but then this music bug was still in you. This artistry, this creativity, if you will, was still around. So you transitioned. You transitioned from the professional world of commercial real estate in a growing Charlotte. And I know we had the recession and all that stuff, but anyway, that artist calling happened, and you taught yourself the guitar somewhere in there as well. Talk to us about that part of David Britt's
sure.
life.
Sure. During that 08, you brought up the recession, which is an eye-catching thing for those in commercial real estate. Had some very good early success in the commercial real estate world, and then after the recession hit, I had a lot of time on my hands there for a little while, and I'd always wanted to write music. I'd written a few books, and so I decided that, hey, I'm going to go ahead and start writing some songs. And people were like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to try to write some music. And started writing, taught myself how to play the guitar, and one song led to another. Then I got in the studio, started recording some, and kind of got my first album going. Today I've got 6 out now. I got my 7th come out at the end of the year. But kind of the big bang that happened for me was around the 2011-12 mark, where I wrote a song called Jimmy Johnson Baby, and everybody knows the amazing NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson. And Jimmy heard about my song, and he tweeted about it right before the Daytona 500, and a lot of people found out about me real quickly that way, which was kind of neat. And then shortly after that, I wrote a song about the Oak Ridge Boys and got hooked up with them, and and they've become my mentors. And so one little dream about having a song written has now turned into almost 3,000 songs and several albums, and it's been a fun little adventure for me. I've done some neat things.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about that too, and I'm going to mention some names out there, so pardon me if I do, and ask you about inspirations that you have. When you have 3,000 songs and you're self-taught on the guitar and you're you have country music videos or music videos, I don't want to pigeonhole you too much because you go beyond country music.
Sure.
You have love songs, lullabies, novelty, promotions. But, and this is for people in the Charlotte area, Jason Scavone.
Yeah.
He's my producer. That's your producer.
Long-time producer.
And then Joe Bonsall is, that you mentioned, the Oak Ridge Boys,
yeah.
Hall of Fame country music group.
Yeah.
So they kind of help you along the way from production, from
Absolutely.
Mentoring. But what about inspiration? Now, we've already mentioned a large part of your, you know, early growing up in Charlotte and sporting successes into business. Talk to us about what your inspirations are for your songs.
You know, I grew up listening to really everything from classical music with no lyrics at all the way to Motown and Elvis to the Oak Ridge Boys to Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I was really influenced by many, many artists. You know, I like all kinds of music. I like hip-hop, you name it. I've pretty much done every kind of music there is to write or perform. So, you know, I was influenced by a lot of different people. And then as far as the inspiration for songs, I take real life experiences, you know, which is the root of country, really, country music. But I'll take real life experiences both from myself and others that I've talked to, and I'll form those into songs. You know, it depends. Some days I wake up and I'm feeling really, you know, fun and lighthearted. Some days I might have something heavy on my heart. And then some days, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I just end up writing whatever. And so, you know, and I've done some jingles, obviously, for companies and whatnot. But yeah, it really just depends. I mean, my children have been a huge inspiration for my music. I've written a lot of songs about them. I've definitely got a lot of love songs. I can thank my lovely fiance for definitely a few of those here recently. But, you know, I love writing. I love telling stories. I like generating feelings from people, you know, whether it be, you know, them getting excited and happy and, you know, dancing to drawing a tear. That's when you know you've got something good. And I know Dwayne Allen, who's the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he and Joe are definitely huge parts of my life. Dwayne always calls it the 3 minutes of magic. You know, if you can get a song, tells a story, has a good hook, it's 3 minutes or under, you got something. So that's how I operate with music.
Well, it's a good way, and people can check out David Britt. It's davidbritt.com. Also,
davidbrittmusic.com.
davidbrittmusic.com,
sure.
As well as, I mean, you've got active YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
As well as Instagram,
Absolutely.
All that social media. If you're just joining us, this is the Carolina Outdoors. The voice you hear over there is in the introduction, I don't know if I can do it all over again, a musician, an entrepreneur, a businessman, artist, author, and dare I say, because I said it before, professional wrestler. David Britt is his name. I'm Bill Barty. Each week we come in and break down different segments of the Carolina Outdoors, featuring places in the Carolinas and beyond, but also featuring people of interest that we feel that you should know about. And David Britt is one of them. Many of you already know him, and we're talking about his musical inspirations, but let's go back to that invention of necessity that was inspired in a men's room in New York City. That's just kind of weird to say out loud. That's very weird. But you have something called Spider Grip.
Yes.
And the way the story in New York, in that men's room in New York goes, it kind of reminds me of, not to go off topic too much, but Jack Tatum, a famed cornerback safety for the Oakland Raiders back in the 70s, wrote a book called Call Me Assassin. And it talked about his life in football. But he wrote about some of his teammates, including George Atkinson, a big defensive lineman, who was kind of a lunatic, kind of crazy. And one time he was in a bathroom, and he dropped accidentally some quarters in there. And Jack saw him then take out a $20 bill and threw it in there. Mm-hmm. And Jack was like, George, why did you just do that? And he said, I'm not going to just go into the toilet for for some quarters, but I'll go in there for a $20 bill. The same could be in regards to a telephone or a smartphone. And you came up with something called Spider Grip, which I have right here on my fingers now. It goes on your smartphone. But tell us about that inspiration in New York City.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you know, things happen in very odd ways sometimes, and that's the story of how Spider Grip was invented. But a dear friend of mine who is also my silent partner, he's a retired executive here in Charlotte, he was at a meeting up in New York at a restaurant, and he witnessed a man drop his phone into that one place we like to call it that you probably don't want to drop your phone. And we'd done a lot of business together and had been trying to think of some different things we could do outside of real estate. He called me up and said, hey, do you think you can figure out a way to keep people from dropping their phones? And, you know, my daughter at the time had just gotten a pop socket, and which, you know, kind of had my wheels turning a little bit. And she told me, Daddy, this is going to keep me from dropping my phone. And as soon as I looked at it, I said, no, actually, that's not going to keep you from dropping your phone. I said, but I think I can figure out a way to do that. And so I started studying how people walk, how they hold their hands. Nobody has a straight line on their body. Your fingers naturally curl when you walk. I started looking at how people held their phones, all kinds of things like that. And my partner and I would talk, you know, and through a high school friend right here in Charlotte, ended up being a partner at one of the largest patent firms in the world. Had him, and then a buddy of mine introduced me to his designers and engineers. And I started making sketches, and the next thing you know, we have an active prototype. And it was really amazing how this thing evolved. And our goal was to create something that was not a fashion statement. We want to create a utility device, something that was durable and stable on your phone that would truly keep you from dropping your phone, but it would still add all the functionality of propping up so you can watch movies and whatnot. But we wanted something high-end. We wanted something that really was going to work, something that was strong, something that would add to your lifestyle no matter what you did. And there wasn't anything on the market like that, and now there is with Spider Grip. And that's how the invention came to life, and it's been a very fun ride. Got some extremely smart people around the table. Alan Tate, who's the son of the late, great Mr. Tate, who developed pretty much all of Charlotte, is one of my partners. I've got a former executive for one of the largest case companies in the world as a partner. And then, of course, the actress Kate Bosworth and her husband Michael Polish, who's a movie director. They are also some of our partners. So we've got some really smart folks around the table, and we've developed a great product, and we're happy to bring it to people to keep people from dropping their phones.
Well, and I've got one on my phone right here. Of course, we have them available where I hang my hat through the week over at Jesse Brown's. We invite you to come over and check it out. The normal recommendation is go to spidergrip.com, or you can go to jessebrowns.com. But if you want to put your hands on this thing, you can stop by Sharon Corners over in the heart of the South Park Shopping District at Jesse Brown's, and we will show you these things. They're $20. Spider Grip, and Spider is spelled with two I's, and Grip is spelled with two I's as well, but it secures phone to the hand comfortably. You can almost wear it like a ring if you want, your phone that is. It rotates 360 degrees, props up as a stand, lays flat. You mentioned Kate Bosworth as the actress,
yes.
And she had a movie. In fact, it was one of her first starring movies, I think, Blue Crush,
yeah.
Which was a surfing movie.
Yeah, yeah.
To bring it back to our active outdoor listeners, to the Carolina Outdoors, and that, talk to us about the activities,
sure,
that you can. It's not necessarily like GoPro and all those kinds of videos. It's your phone, but you,
sure,
can do bicycling, running, maybe surfing, like Kate Bosworth. Nick Monroe is also on the website. He's a professional tennis player.
Sure.
And I've seen him, pictures of him with this spider grip on his fingers, texting before a match, after a match, letting his people know he just won or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Talk to us about all the activities that you can think of, anyway, that you can use a spider grip from Jesse Brown's for.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you know, talking about Nick Monroe, Nick actually, he is a UNC alumni as well. He's a little bit younger than me, I hate to say, but he is. but he's still out there on the tour, and he's doing a great job out there. And he actually uses it. Nick will take it and prop it up on the tennis court, and he will film himself analyzing his strokes, you know, if he's having an off day, if he thinks he's not getting down on his forehand enough, or, you know, his grip's moving a little bit. He will turn and prop that on the court, and he'll film himself. We also have people who have literally climbed the sides of mountains with this. Clearly, we don't tell people to go climb a mountain with your phone in your hand, but if you are looking to, you know, take a picture or whatever, if you do want to take your phone out of your pocket, and you have the ability to put it where it's secure and it does not fall 50 feet or whatever it may be, you've got the ability to do that. Paddling, you know, paddle boating, which is such a huge deal. We've seen people paddle boating with these, you know, just taking a nice stroll through the inland, having their phone right there. You truly don't worry about dropping your phone, which is so nice. We've got people who run marathons with these. And literally, when I say run, I mean, like, we have people who have run a marathon with their phone on their hand. And when people go out, you know, to run, you know, a mom wants to go out and run, or a dad wants to go out and run, he wants to have contact with his children or whatever, they might throw earbuds, what do you want to call them, in their ear, still have their phone in their hand so they can see what's going on, you know, if they need to, or if they want to FaceTime while they're running. It's really neat to see all the things you can do, but it really even goes back to the other things. Like, you know, those are all fun activities, fishing, whatnot. I use mine all the time for that. But if you're in the grocery store and you've got, you know, two kids with you and they're throwing Cheetos at you and gumballs and everything else, and you're trying to shop and you got your hand secured on your phone secured on your hand, you can look at your grocery list, you can pick up your kids with it, you can turn around the other way. If you're in a business meeting, you can prop it up and have a Zoom call. There's just so many different uses for it, Bill. And I tell you, the population now that has dexterity issues or arthritis, we've had so many people say, gosh, you know, I drop my phone all the time because I just can't get a grip with my hands anymore. And so we've had, you know, the older population say, hey, this is great for arthritic patients. The pop socket, you have to spread your fingers apart so much, and that hurts people who have hand issues, and now they're using a spider grip. So it's amazing. We were just talking about it yesterday at a meeting and saying, gosh, there are so many different ways to use this. I think Alan Tate said he was running to the airport, and he had three or four bags, you know, and he needed to have his phone available to show them his ticket or whatever, and here he is holding bags and his phone at the same time. You know, and with our grip, Bill, as you'll notice, even the biggest hands, we've got NBA players using this thing, football players who've got huge hands the size of baseball mitts. Even the biggest hands can at least fit one finger through it, but most people, too.
Well, and I can show you my phone, which is dented and dinged every which way before I put my spider grip on there. So we're sharing a product that we have at Jesse Brown's, and we've got the founder and company president right here, David Britt, who's sharing. You're invited to come down to Jesse Brown's. Also, check it out at spidergrip.com. It is a fantastic product for less than, really, I think, $20 at Jesse Brown's. I mentioned this, and I've got pictures, Charlotte and Wright, your children, fish pictures from the beach, and I know that they did it on the phone with the spider grip on there. We're going to put your fish pictures up there as well, and we've got a lot of people heading to the beach, heading to the mountains, and they want to catalog it. They want to take pictures and have their phone secure on their fingers, easily accessed. But I mentioned this before. Let me ask you, and I only have a couple of minutes, but we can talk about it off air. You can go to Jesse Brown's Facebook page or our YouTube channel, too. We'll delve in maybe a little bit deeper, but just in a minute or so, tell me about Spider Grip, David Britt, and professional wrestling? Because that is a real thing out there these days. Is it good? Is it a good weapon in professional wrestling?
Yeah, back in the day, Bill, we would call those the foreign object. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Tony Schiavone or Bob Caudle yelled, he's got a foreign object, we know you're in trouble. It's either a glove, a loaded glove, or something, right? Yeah, I imagine spider grip probably worked pretty well like that. You know, it lays flat so you can easily hide it, you know, in your wrestling trunks, and the referee would never see when he turns his back. But I met a guy named Zane Dawson, the One Man Riot, they call him, and he's also one half of the Dawsons, who are a big-time world championship tag team. I met Zane some years back, and he was in a music video of mine. For just country music video. And so I got in the ring, which was a lifelong dream of mine. He beat me to smithereens and threw me down and everything else like that. And I learned it hurts when you hit the ring. For those of you out there who've never been in a wrestling ring, when you see those people fall, it hurts. But last year I got to go to an AML wrestling match here in North Carolina, and I did a promo for spider grip. Well, Zane Dawson heard I was there. He came out behind those drapes and he tried to beat me up in the ring. Well, with my phone on my hand, I took him, all 300 pounds of him, and I threw him clear over the top rope with my phone in my hand. Did not drop my phone because I had my spider grip. And that is my pro wrestling story.
It goes deep. David Britt, thank you for coming on the Carolina Outdoors, talking about spider grip. Again, you can stop by Jesse Brown's and check it out in person and grab yours, as well as spidergrip.com, as well as check out some music too. You can listen to some good David Britt music as well. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to sign off and be back on the other side of the Carolina Outdoors